to that. And today he said to me to give you a little bit of a taste of the mediator of the new covenant. So if you'll just close your eyes and just receive this word, because I believe that this word will bring forth the next level of what he wants. Christ, therefore, has become the mediator between God and man, 1 Timothy 2:5. And he is there to mediate the new covenant, Hebrews 12:24. The mediator is the middleman, not, however, to settle arguments, to negotiate bargains, as in the affairs of men. He is there to mediate the new covenant, to administer it, and to enact it in his many brethren. This administration of new covenant is not completed by writing it upon tables of stone, nor in writing it upon the parchment of a New Testament. It is only the new covenant as he writes it upon the fleshy tables of the heart. For this is the new covenant, the indelible inscription of the mind and the will and the heart of God upon the mind and the will and the heart of his people. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and their minds, and I will write them. Hebrews 10:16. It is not merely the heart feeling the impulses and the virtues of his grace, but it is the heart being fashioned and molded in the divine image, till man's heart becomes the very heart of God. It is not merely the mind of being activated to enjoy an intellectual concept of truth and to appreciate from a rational standpoint the facts of redemption. It is rather in the mind being renewed and renovated so completely and so drastically that it verily becomes the mind of Christ. There is a complete transformation, a complete change out of the natural and into the spiritual, out of the soulish and into the realm of the Spirit of God. He, the mediator, is there in heaven to administer this covenant. And this he does by coming forth in us by the Spirit of truth. This word must not return unto the Father void or empty. The Spirit of truth comes down from heaven to take all that righteousness and glory and praise that belongs unto Christ and to effectually administer it into his brethren, that as he receives them back into himself in the completion of the circle, he shall receive a measure of fullness and glory such as he did not have before. Some might object that he could possibly bring to the heart of God any glory that he did not have before. But for this very reason, we were created, that we should be to the praise of his glory, Ephesians 1:12. I want to return this covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts. So I want you to just lift one hand to the Lord and declare, thank you for putting your laws into my heart.
Thank you for putting your laws into my heart.
And into my mind.
And into my mind.
And you will write them there, Lord.
And you will write them there, Lord.
It is not merely a heart feeling.
It is not merely a heart feeling.
Or an impulse.
Or an impulse.
Or the virtue of his grace.
Or the virtue of his grace.
But it is my heart.
But it is my heart.
being fashioned,
and molded,
into the divine image, till my heart, becomes the very heart of God. I want to take the next level. It is not merely in the mind being activated to enjoy the intellectual concepts of truth or to appreciate from a rational standpoint the facts of redemption, which is what the mind does. It is rather in the mind being renewed and renovated so completely and so drastically that it verily becomes the mind of the Anointed One, which is Christ Jesus in us. To be able to understand this kind of transformation, making a complete change from the natural to the spiritual, is procedural. It is going to take time. It is going to take whatever time he needs. But it's almost like that grain of wheat. Like these. These are formed not just one at a time. They're formed together. And then they're joined together. Now, when they take off the chaff, what happens? It gets blended. Okay? Fine wheat was one of the offerings that they had in the Old Covenant, which really represented Christ and how he would be crushed. Right? Okay, you and I are being crushed sometimes. And if you're like me, you say, ouch. Amen?
Amen?
While we're being crushed, if we stay focused on the one who's in charge, our mind is going to be renewed with new patterns and new ways of thinking. Rather than retaliation, we are going to pray for those who abuse us or talk about us behind our back. Or literally slander your background and mine. So that's the refining that I sense is happening. And that renovation that he is making is going to be so complete and so drastic that you will then be able to say, my God has put his truth in me. And now the old is no longer ruling and reigning, which is the mind of the flesh. So this box will eventually have great, great value. And I'm pointing to my head. Okay? Until that happens, we're still struggling. And that struggle is part of the process. So don't give up on the struggle. Pray for one another that you may be healed. And while you're praying for those that are more broken than you, what do you think he's going to do to you? Yeah. And so that's why, you know, I was pressed to go into this book today. I haven't been in here for many years, but it came across my path the other day and I picked it up and I said, God, what are you doing? And he said, there's pieces to the puzzle that are in this book that'll help. So sometimes, you know, a piece of literature can change your focus.
Yes.
And this man was an intelligent man of the Lord, loved the Lord. And all I can tell you is George Warnock gives us a gift tonight. Even if he's in the heavens, a piece of what he gave is for us.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, dear, we're ready.
Dragonfly.
We're ready. Dragonfly.
There was a few different things, but I came across this one. It says, the dragonfly in almost every part of the world symbolizes change and change in the perspective of self-realization and the kind of change that has its source in mental and emotional maturity and the understanding of the deeper meaning of life.
Wow. Maturity, that's the subject of the night. Maturing in him.
Yes.
And so two of you got him.
They're also good in the natural, but they're eating skills.
Oh, thank God for that. So, how many got prodded tonight to go a little higher? Praise God. Then we've done, I believe, what he wanted to do, just to prod you to go a little higher. Don't be discouraged in well-doing. I want to also thank you for all of the gifts that came in through the feast. Please keep in mind that we have a man that we love very dearly, and his birthday's on the 21st. So if you know Doug's email, just send him a little message. It's his birthday. We already gave him a card and some finances in your name. Okay? So, you know, let it be known that his, you know, he needs a little encouragement right now.
Yes.
Okay? So be obedient as the Lord leads you. Share some hugs and love, and be blessed.
You too.